Hey, what's up, guys? It's Red Pill Man. I'd like to talk to you about the interview that Roosh V had with Donovan Sharp. And Roosh V is a basically a legend in the PUA community, pickup artist, Red Pill community, and you know. Having game, how to improve yourself, how to talk to women. You know, he's been banging a whole lot of beautiful, exotic women. And he has come to the point in his life where he has taken the God pill. And basically, you know, he's Christian. Through a series of events and seeing that he has wanted a meaning for life and the fact that he lost his sister, that has led him on a quest to find what really matters in life, and he found Jesus. Anything bad to say about that. I used to be a Christian, so I know what it's like. And you know, he's going through it. He's going through the motions. He's going through, like, people, you know, smearing his name, saying he's crazy, saying that you know, that it's just a phase, or, you know, they're appalled because now in his forums he doesn't want to talk about how to get women to just fornicate with them. He wants to talk about things like having stable relationships and with women, and to respect them. And he's not into to deceive women, and he's not talking about game anymore. He's basically turning over a new leaf. And I commend him on that. I mean, the reality is, you can only play the game for so long. One of these days, you're going to get too old to play it. I mean, you can't be 70 years old, still going to the club and trying to kick it to 20, 25-year-olds. It doesn't work. You know? And sooner or later, you're going to have to find something else too. You're going to have to reinvent yourself. You're going to have to find a new niche on your life. Basically, I'm not saying that this is his niche. What I'm trying to say is the fact is, you know, he basically says there is an expiration date when it comes to being a Mac and being a player. Okay? And some players, you know, they settle down, they get married, or they're content alone, or negatively, sometimes they may be, you know, in some dire straits. You know, that could be also the downfall. And the thing is though, you just have to understand that. I mean, it's great to learn knowledge about the red pill and stuff like that, you know, to get game and stuff like that. But at the end, there is an end to it. You know, you can only go for so long doing it that it does get old, sleeping with different women, you know. There's only so many times, you know, having a blowjob, you know, just casual sex. After a while, it does, you know, get stale. Having, you know, New Year's Eve, you go and find a chick to bang Christmas time, and, you know. Sooner or later, those things lose their appeal. You know, going to the bar, just having a bunch of drinks and then fucking girls afterwards. You can't do that forever. It does get old. And, you know, Roosh is, you know, he's seeing something, he's seeing a bigger picture. You know, he wants to go to a higher calling. He wants to see what else is out there. He wants to choose something that, not to sound cliche, but, you know, religion and spirituality, that doesn't go out of style. Dating and, you know, going on a, you know, I'm a bang a bunch of girls every day, every Friday night, or hit up the clubs, that does get stale, and that will age over time, because, like I said, you will get old, and you will be phased out. You will be phased out, you will be outdated, and you will, you'll basically be put out to pasture, so to speak. So that's how it is. And he chose to follow Jesus. That's a tough road. I respect him for it, because he, you know, following Jesus according to biblical Christianity, you're gonna make a lot of enemies living for him. You won't have that many friends if you're serious about that faith. And you have to really trust him to provide for everything, even the clothes on your back. That's something many people can't endure. You know? We can't even endure changing mentally for him. All right, Roosh is going to take a hit. All right, you know, going this route, he's going to take a, you know, that's a good chunk of his income is going to be gone, because all the people that, you know, that were ever following him was just there for the knowledge to how to bang women, how to get sex. And since you are not teaching that anymore, people are not going to stay. They're going to find someone else to listen to know how to bang women and get more notches on their belt. That's the one thing. Being a Christian, a serious Christian, will kill your social life. It will kill it. You know, first people will think, oh, you know, it's just a phase. You'll get over it. Oh, he's crazy. But then they find out that you're really serious. They're gone. It's basically, that's how it is. And Roosh is still, you know, he's enduring it. He's taking it on. He's taking that journey into the unknown. And, he's having faith. And he's just going the distance. He's just, you know what? I'm going to follow this Jesus no matter what. I can respect him for that. That's me. People probably call me crazy too, but, you know, I used to be one, so I know what it was like to be a Christian. And I hope he stays the course. I hope he'll endure to the end, and he he makes it to heaven one day. Well, that's all I got to say about the Donovan Sharp interviewing Roosh V. All right, this is Red Pill Man. Cheers, and have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.